Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, 46 with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy in the mid-70s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, mid-30s, and Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. As coronavirus cases increase, many Kansas school districts across the state are having to adjust to new learning models. And beginning Monday, Newton Public Schools will be in the orange category of their gating criteria. Students in pre-K through 6th grade will move to hybrid learning, while 7th through 12th grade students will go full remote. KWCH-TV reports that Hutchinson Public Schools could also move to remote learning on Monday for safety reasons. The Hutchinson School District said that parents should know by late this morning. The state of Kansas has announced the first death linked to a COVID-19 cluster in a Kansas school. The State Department of Health and Environment's latest update on Wednesday showed one death and 7 hospitalizations among the 29 active school clusters. KTV reports the KDHE lists 5 school clusters, including Derby High School, Independence High School, and Dodge City Public Schools. I'm Rick Averett with your Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's 3 rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. At Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Big Sender 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
The city of Newton said yesterday 3 employees at its fire EMS department have tested positive for COVID-19. The employees are isolating at home for at least 10 days following CDC guidelines. City staff is working with the Harvey County Health Department to conduct contact tracing. All those who may have come in contact with the employees have been notified. KWCH-TV reports the source of the infection is believed to be a family contact of one of the employees. The city said fire EMS employees have been practicing social distancing and have been instructed to wear masks at work, even while in the stations. Also from Newton this morning, starting Monday, Newton Public Schools will be in the orange category of their gating criteria. Students in pre-K through 6th grade will move to hybrid learning, while 7th through 12th grade students will go full remote. In a related story, Hutchinson Public Schools could also move to remote learning on Monday for safety reasons. The district said the parents should know by later this morning. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives to the people that they serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 108, Washington County, had a high school student test positive and is quarantined until October 15th. The Friday night football game at Clifton Clyde has been canceled, as well as next week's game versus Valley Falls. Homecoming activities next week will be reorganized in some fashion. Students and staff that may have been affected are being notified by the health department. USD 108 was already dismissed Friday and again Monday. They will clean and sanitize facilities. Students and staff that are quarantined will be able to return to school Tuesday, October 27. as a result of a cancellation. The KNDY Friday Night Football broadcast with Washington County will be changed to Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. Southern Public Schools at Wymore will not be in session Friday, so custodial staff can disinfect all buildings after a positive test for COVID forced cancellation of their scheduled Thursday night football game. Sports and other extracurricular activities are canceled through next week. However, classes will resume Monday. Valley Heights was contacted Thursday by the Republic County Health Department instructing junior high football players to enter quarantine until October 23rd. The junior high football team played against Republic County last Thursday, 2 days prior to the onset of symptoms of the 2 positive cases, which is within the contagious window. Although parents and siblings are not required to quarantine, they do ask you contact the Marshall County Health Department if anyone exhibits symptoms of COVID-19. Some 175 bicycle riders from multiple states will take part in the Pony Express Gravel Dash Saturday in Marysville. The event is annually held in September, but was postponed this year to avoid conflict with another race in Emporia. They will be joined by some 150 runners in the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K, with departures set at 7:30 and 8 a.m. respectively from the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, northbound on the Blue River Rail Trail. Cyclists will begin returning to the depot shortly before noon and continuing. A kickoff meeting is Friday evening and will include a benefits spaghetti feed at the historic depot from 5 until 7, which is open to the public. A recently completed archive of railroad history will be on display at the depot Friday evening and again throughout the day Saturday. Anita Carlotte Welch explains.
We're so excited that the Gravel Dash is located at the depot this year. They'll be starting right out in front. On Friday night, we'll be having a big spaghetti feed here, and we'd love for you to come by. We'll be having tables set 6 foot apart, inside and outside. It should be a great day, and also it's kind of the opening of our archives room, which we're really excited for people to come and walk through.
The archives are a recent addition and highlight railroad history.
In the archives room, we really start with the beginning of the Union Pacific Railroad and the Transcontinental Railroad Gold Spike event. We go into the railroad coming to Kansas. In fact, the first railroad that was created for Kansas was called the Elwood and Marysville Railroad, though it never made it to Marysville. At least our name was in the very first railroad. Then we go on and we talk about the depot and how important it has been to Marysville. And then we move into things like how important time is to the railroad, and it's just a very interesting display.
Edwin A. Bikeman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edwin Bikeman. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Arthur D. Art Pearson, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Art Pearson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, asparagus, a whole wheat roll, and pineapple. KNDY News time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. That cold front went through the area yesterday. We have this upper-level trough, a deep one, plunging all the way into the southern parts of the United States, bringing us some cool temperatures. It looks like we'll see dry weather as we head through this Friday with temperatures in the lower 60s. We'll see a nice warm-up for tomorrow as we'll see wind shift out of the south-southwest before a low-pressure system moves across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some areas of change. For some rain showers, some clouds, but we're definitely going to see much cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday into the early parts of next week. Highs in the Midwest only in the 40s and 50s. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 60s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear, breezy, 46, wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, we'll see highs around 75, and Sunday, partly sunny in the upper 40s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68, recent record high 83 in 2016, the average low 44, recent record low of 31 from 2001 matched overnight. Sunrise in the morning at 7:38, sunset this evening at 6:44. 31 degrees, clear skies in Marysville this morning, winds are light. That's check out the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will work hard to save our rural hospitals, support agriculture, agribusiness, and our public school system. I will push back against any special interest influence of legislation not beneficial to the citizens of the 106th District and Kansas. I am asking for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
The pesky Astros stick around and Le'Veon Bell finds a new home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Facing elimination once again, Carlos Correa took a page out of the Babe's book for the Astros in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series.
Pitch on the way, and Correa hits it in the air. Pretty deep to center, sends back Kiermaier at wall. See you later, and see you tomorrow.
The call on KBME, Correa's 416-foot home run powered the Astros to a 4-3 win over the Rays to force Game 6 tonight. In the National League, Clayton Kershaw's postseason struggles continued.
Kershaw cuts it loose again. This one hit in the air and hit well to left. That one's got a chance to go. That ball is gone for Marcell Ozuna.
On WCNN, the Braves bats chased Kershaw in the sixth, scoring six runs en route to a 10-2 drubbing of the Dodgers. Atlanta holds a commanding 3-1 lead heading into tonight's Game 5. Following an ugly split with the New York Jets, former Pro Bowl running back Le'Veon Bell has found a new home, agreeing to a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs over other offers from the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter says the signing makes sense for both parties.
They're looking for a little bit of an offensive boost, as great as they are on offense, and Le'Veon Bell can provide that. And I think he's looking for a team that can boost his career. And he believes that Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy are just the men to do that moving forward, that he'll get a boost there.
Bell will have to go through 5 days of COVID-19 testing before he can officially join the team, making him unavailable for the Chiefs' Monday night game against the Bills. Ty Lue has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey announced his resignation after 13 years with the team, says he'll stay on through November 1st to assist the Rockets front office in the search for a new head coach. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday football, what's left of it. Marysville at Clay Center, North Central Kansas League and district action. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. Now our feature game on FM 95.5. As Washington County at Clifton Clyde was canceled due to COVID issues.
The Frankfurt game also canceled due to COVID. Hanover was to play at Lynn. Lynn doesn't have numbers, so that one is canceled. Axtell is at Wetmore and Centralia at Linden.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA issuing $1.68 billion in payments to agriculture producers and landowners for the 21.9 million acres enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. The payments provide annual rental payments for land devoted to conservation purposes. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce said CRP is one of the many tools that USDA offers to producers and private landowners to help manage sensitive land. Through CRP, farmers and ranchers establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on cropland. Farmers and ranchers who participate in CRP helped provide numerous benefits to the nation's environment and economy. Signed into law in 1985, CRP, one of the largest private land conservation programs in the U.S. Meanwhile, CRP participants with contracts effective beginning October 1st of this year will receive their first annual rental payment October of next year. Wheat future prices have reached unexpected highs recently. Those higher futures usually pressure export basis values when farmers sell wheat into a rally because it increases exportable U.S. wheat supplies. But the U.S. Wheat Associates points out the market is undergoing a completely different phenomenon. Extremely tight elevator capacity out of the Gulf and Pacific Northwest due to massive exports to China, sustaining the high wheat export basis values despite increased farmer selling. The soft red winter wheat futures up 11% over last month. That's the highest level since December of 2014. The U.S. Wheat Associate market analyst Claire Hutchins said grain traders generally agree that the run-up in future prices is attributed to technical buying, and that's where managed money or commodity funds buy significant amounts of U.S. wheat future contracts with expectations that the contracts will gain value over time. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sid Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The intense fight between the United Kingdom and European Union over the final terms of the UK's divorce from the EU is complicating the timing and terms of any US-UK trade deal. The UK would love a trade deal with the United States and probably needs one after it leaves the EU, but the terms of that divorce are still very much up in the air as Britain balks at accepting EU import standards, allowing it to continue trading with the continent. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson explains.
I've always viewed this from the beginning as a trilateral between the EU, the UK, and the US. And think of all the EU-US issues going on at the same time. They're all related. You know, we're not all three sitting around at the same table, but all these issues are related with the UK in the middle.
The UK must decide whether to keep tougher EU rules or ones more favorable to the United States, pork, beef, poultry, and biotech, and to end the EU-style geographic product naming. And while US-UK talks continue, no transatlantic deal will likely be formalized.
December, or else all kinds of tariffs and border crossing issues and inspections go into place. They still have to deal with the issues of the border in Ireland. Remember, the Republic of Ireland's part of the EU. Northern Ireland, of course, part of the UK. They don't want to go to a border, given their history.
Changing from a now seamless border to a hard one for trade and travel could not only rekindle political strife, but make it much harder for the United States to do a deal with the United Kingdom with two sets of Irish trade rules. The political view here is not to risk two decades of Irish peace. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Love it or not, winter is coming. And back in the days before modern weather forecasting, some people believed they could get clues about how severe the weather would be by how animals were behaving. Well, some of us still believe that. More after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I love the winter weather.
And it's not unexpected that people would be interested, particularly in the winter conditions, because that's the time where it's really difficult to survive.
That's Mary Knapp. She's the state climatologist for Kansas. She says back in the day, before super-duper Doppler radar and all the modern forecasting technology, many people relied on how animals were behaving to determine how bad the winter was going to be. And many of us are still trying to do that.
One of the most common measures that people hear about are looking at the woolly bear caterpillars and checking to see whether or not the coloration will tell you what the winter will be.
Yeah, some people believe that the smaller the brown stripe and the more black on the caterpillar, the more severe the winter is going to be. True? No. Mary Knapp says not at all. She says the stripes may tell something, though, such as how wet it was when the caterpillar was developing.
Which is more of an indication of past events than a predictor of future conditions.
Okay, so no to the caterpillars. But what about the squirrels? Squirrels certainly know what's coming.
People quickly check and look and say, well, the squirrels are burying lots of nuts, so it must be going to be a severe winter. Again, that's more an indication of past events. The nut crop was very plentiful, and so you see a lot of evidence of them storing them up, not necessarily an indication of how severe the winter will be.
Okay, so that's a no to the squirrels and the caterpillars, but what about out in the barnyard, in the fields, the horses and cattle?
The horses or cows are growing their winter coats much earlier than usual. Again, an indication of current events, not a predictor of future events.
One of the science guys is Brad Rippey, meteorologist for the USDA.
Maybe the Weather Service should be looking at nature, but to my knowledge, they are solely basing their winter outlooks on dynamical and statistical models.
The official NOAA three-month forecast for the winter of 20 and 21 shows above normal temperatures across much of the heartland with average to below average precipitation, with a wide variety of weather depending on the part of the country you're looking at. If you Google Climate Prediction Center, you can see it all. Back after this.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY. 31 degrees this morning in Marysville, matches a record low back in 2001. Winds are light, favoring the south. Highs top 60 on cooler high temperatures yet today, with a warm-up into the mid-70s Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed running back Le'Veon Bell 2 days after he was released by the New York Jets. The move adds another potential dynamic offensive player to an offense that already features Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. Bell was cut by the Jets after a disappointing tenure in New York that lasted less than two full seasons. He and coach Adam Gase appeared not to mesh, since the running back signed a four-year, $52.5 million contract with $35 million guaranteed last year as a free agent. COVID-19 packing a punch in college football this week. Alabama coach Nick Saban tested positive and won't be on the sideline for his team's game against Georgia. Five games, three involving top 10 teams, have been postponed. The intrusion of COVID has added a challenging backdrop for the college football season. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School freshman Shea Kramer will take part in the state tennis tournament at Wichita beginning Friday. She won the consolation at the 1-2-3A regional at Phillipsburg last weekend, going 3-1 in singles. Kramer is 19-12 on the season. Marysville High School cross-country teams ran in the North Central Kansas League meet Thursday, with freshman Silas Miller winning the boys' division. He recently established a new school record at MHS. Miller is joined by Ryan Stoddy, Brent O'Neill, Taylor Meyer, and Lauren Roberts, finishing in the top 15. MHS girls finish runner-up, and the boys finish third. The teams move on to regionals at Leonardville next Saturday. In Thursday night football, Diller Odell fell at Falls City Sacred Heart 52-6, while the Southern High game was canceled due to COVID. In a short slate of Friday night football, the Marysville Bulldogs kick off at Clay Center. Head coach Dustin Hoyer comments on a 2-0 start in district play for his team.
You know, every game's going to be different. And looking through our district, a lot of the games that are still remaining are kind of set up to leave it open and a little bit wild, maybe, as far as who's going to qualify and who's going to host the first round and get the top two seeds and things like that. So what I'm hoping is that our kids are going to see the things that we've done the last couple of weeks and try to build on those. We've really been working on trying to raise our standard with every practice and every Friday night. And the kids have responded to that well. And hopefully we can continue that. I think a win would put us in a great position.
Additional comments from Dustin Hoyer on the Coach's Corner this evening following sports, and again on our pregame show ahead of tonight's broadcast, live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort remains in quarantine and is joined by Washington County with Friday games canceled. Hanover had Lynn on the schedule, who did not field a team. Axtell scheduled to kick off at Wetmore, Centralia's at Wimonsee. And in our Friday feature game, Valley Heights travels to Jackson Heights, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Mustang coach Tony Trimble talks of the Cobras, who ended the Valley Heights season the past 2 years.
I think our kids are a little hungry to go play them. It's going to be an exciting game, I think, and we've had some good games with Jackson Heights the last several years, and in fact, they've ended our season the last 2 years.
Friday football, what's left of it? Marysville at Clay Center, North Central Kansas League and district action, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Jackson Heights, now our feature game on FM 95.5, as Washington County at Clifton Clyde was canceled due to COVID issues. The Frankfort game also canceled due to COVID. Hanover was to play at Lynn. Lynn doesn't have numbers, so that one is canceled. Axtell is at Wetmore and Centralia at Linden.
Mushroom season is here, and we've got the latest on the great mushroom debate. To wash or not? More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 16th, the 290th day of the year. Musician Bob Weir has a birthday, and dictionary creator Noah Webster was born on this day in 1758. Whether mushrooms should be washed before eating is one of the more debated topics in modern cooking. No one denies that drier is always best when it comes to mushrooms, but what about the grit and dirt? First off, commercially produced mushrooms are grown in peat moss, which has been pasteurized. Washing is not usually necessary or recommended. Mushrooms picked in the wild will need some cleaning. Dusting with a dry cloth is usually adequate. If you must soak or rinse the mushrooms, drying in a salad spinner is a good way to remove most of the water content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Out in a crowd somewhere, somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you.